clear reduction in risk of relapse. Actually, you know, quite a chunky hazard ratio, so almost 50% reduction in risk of relapse. But of course, there are fewer events out here at 5 years, so the numbers needed to treat start to go up. But this is a reasonable treatment in patients who've got significant risk factors for late relapse. But of course, we've missed the boat. You know, this is a temporary thing. I don't see any patients like this in my clinic anymore because they've all got onto aromatase inhibitors either up front or at 2 years anyway. So we don't know in those patients what to do. Right? This data doesn't help us because they're not 5 years of tamoxifen. They're AI treated. There isn't actually any data out there, but you've got the tamoxifen data, you've got the aromatase inhibitor data, so everybody is doing their own thing and making up as they go along and assuming they know the answer. The message is, unfortunately, we get it. When we do that, we not infrequently get it wrong. So I don't think we really know what we're doing when we're starting to give aromatase inhibitors after 5 years. And there are studies out there trying to address it, but there'll be a long time coming. Right. Now I'm going to go very, very quickly.